Local officials are hoping to breathe new life into a former military base north of Terre Haute in hopes of keeping a young Indiana workforce from leaving small rural communities. WFIU's Joe Wren reports on the prospects for the 7,200-acre site.
The former Newport Chemical Depot is in an isolated part of Vermilion County, about 30 miles north of Terre Haute. Development directors Steve Aker and William Lauberans gaze over the desolate compound driving to their office. They're proud of the history, but anxious for what they want the site to become. Chain-link fence surrounds the perimeter. Past the high security gates, old bunkers and abandoned warehouses hint at what used to be here.
This is all plate grit, bulletproof glass.
The site opened in 1941 as one of nine Army bases in the U.S. that stored chemical weapons. The Newport location housed the nerve agent VX, known as one of the most toxic chemical warfare agents. At one time, as many as 10,000 people worked at the base. Aker says the former military base is now prime real estate for economic development.
We're very excited about that. With the water resource we have and the actual mega sites that would draw large clients that require that much space, we really think we have something really special here.
The base is now called Vermilion Rise Mega Park. Aker and Lauberans are charged with seeking out business relationships with potential clients who might want to move to the site and start a plant. Lauberans says ideas for the project came from a number of town meetings held last year across the area.
We were pleasantly surprised at the participation and the interest the high school seniors had in this project and the recommendations that they came up with.
Lauberan says rural Indiana has seen a tremendous migration of young talent over the past 40 years to urban areas where there are more job opportunities.
There are a lot of graduates graduating, but there are no jobs in this region. And part of our goal is to change that.
He says because the site is so remote, it's ideal for heavy industry, energy projects, auto, and refining. The plans are still being finalized, but half of the property will be developed and the other half will be restored to a nature preserve. Indiana Department of Natural Resources and ecologist Tom Swinford says economic development and conservation work hand in hand.
The whole goal of this has been from the beginning to create a big, neat conservation area for the community and the state, and at very little or no cost to the state of Indiana and conservation groups.
Swinford envisions large blocks of forest with prairie land that ties into the Wabash River watershed so there can be a migration of species.
Prairie lands was very typical of the mid-Wabash, west of the Wabash there in this part of the state. It's their natural heritage, and we hope to set it back 200, 400 years.
The process could take as long as 15 years, depending on funding. Swinford says a project of this size is rare.
I think it's a pretty neat model and pilot regionally, if not significant, in a national level.
Steve Aker, meanwhile, is continuing to work on the business side of things. With any luck, his efforts could bring a big employer to this area. So the town of Newport, with a population of only about 500, could prosper again. For WFIU News, I'm Joe Wren.